mine are act of service. I'll dig holes for you. I will wash. I will weed for you. I like to do that, okay? But these amazing people that like to give gifts. And gifts, there's different kinds of gift givers. Like, maybe you're this person, you're the sentimental gift giver. That means you just don't pull anything off of the shelf. You thought about this, and it has an emotional meaning, this gift. It tells a story. You know, it's not me that does that, okay? It just, you're this sentimental gift giver, okay? Anybody sentimental, don't raise your hand, because I'll look terrible, okay? How about this one? How any of you, this is me, though, are reluctant gift givers? Like you buy something, and you go, man, I don't know if I want to give it. This is so cool. I'll go see if I have something shoved in the closet. All right, here's your gift. I usually just go buy the same thing, but I'm a reluctant gift giver, all right? Anybody like that? Okay, don't raise your hand on this one. Anybody last minute gift givers? Thank God for CVS and Walmart. They are your friend because you are running in there. Right? How about, what about gift card givers? Gift card givers. You're like, I don't know what color you like. I don't know what size you like. I just don't know. Here, get what you want. Okay. I think there was one year I had birthdays, weddings, anniversaries, and I was like, gift card, gift card, gift card. It was just so easy. Just get what you want. All right? How about this one? Anybody, the white elephant gift exchange. Anybody ever done that? The white elephant gift exchange. For those who have never, you should experience it once in your life. You will either love it or whatever, okay? This is where you go and you go through your junk drawer and you pull something out that you, and you wrap it in something beautiful with a bow and ribbons. You wrap it, and then you give that gift, all right? You give that gift. Now, on the outside, it looks really nice because you have gone through a lot to just wrap it up. But on the inside, it's a dud, right? It's a dud, right? It's a dud, okay? So, again, I think we should do it once, the white elephant gift exchange, but probably don't make a practice of it, okay? So here's the thing where I'm going with this. Do you know that God is a gift giver? Everybody say, God is a gift giver. He is a gift giver, and he's actually a radical gift giver. He's radical about it, okay? And it can be easy for you and I to miss the gift that God gives if we don't understand his kingdom principles. I'm going to say that one again. It can be easy to miss the gifts that God gives if we don't understand what kind of gift giver God is and his kingdom principles. So we're going to talk about those two things, okay? Now, I have some friends in my life that have taught me some things, and then I've just learned it the hard way. But you, probably like all of you, we have learned there's different expectations with certain gifts, okay? I have a good friend here, and she just teaches me some of this, but I've learned it the hard way. Such as, let me give you an example. There are different expectations on a gift that you give to a child who turns one versus a gift you give to your parents on their 50th golden wedding anniversary, right? There's a difference. There's a different expectation of what that gift is going to look like and what kind of gift you give, okay? Well, God actually has different rules on the way he gives gifts. God has different rules on the way he gives gifts, and it's all based on the kingdom, his kingdom principle. So here we go. Ready? Now, you and I, as a believer, as a Christian, a follower of Jesus, you know, whatever name tag you put on here, we are not of this world. You live in this world, but we're not of this world. And you have been taken out of a kingdom of darkness and placed into a new kingdom, God's kingdom, right? So we're different. We're living in a different world, okay? So we need to learn about this kingdom principle and God and what kind of gifts he gives and how he gives the gifts, okay? So what kind of gift giver is God? We're going to talk about so we don't miss the gifts. We're going to talk about what kind of gift giver he is so we don't miss the gifts, all right? So title of the message, real easy, one word, gifts. That's the title of the message. If you're taking notes, good idea, take notes, okay? And you know, when you take notes, they're for you for later. Like, you should pull them up later. Somebody came running up to me this past week, and she said, look, I took notes on my phone. I was like, whoa, that's pretty amazing. Okay, I'm not doing that. But take notes on your phone, do whatever, just take notes. And not only what I say, but I'm telling you what, you have the Holy Spirit here who will tell you other things. Write down what he says too. So take notes, all right? So open up to Romans chapter 12, Romans chapter 12, verses 6 through 8. Romans 12, 6 through 8, okay? We're going to look at the gifts that God gives. Romans 12. Here we go. In his grace, God has given us. Everybody say us. Raise your hand if you're an us. Okay. In his grace, he has given us different gifts for doing certain things well. So, if he has given you the ability to prophesy, speak out as much faith as God has given you. If your gift is serving others, that's me, serve them well. If you're a teacher, that's also me. If you're a teacher, teach well. If your gift is to encourage others, there's a bunch of you sitting there like that. If your gift is to encourage others, be encouraging. If it is giving, give generously. That's me too. If God has given you leadership abilities, take the responsibility seriously. And if you have a gift for showing kindness to others, do it gladly. You know what I love about this? I was like, that's me. That's you. You know what I love about this? There's all different kinds of gifts listed there. There's all different kinds of gifts. Did you see that? And all of us have been given gifts. Okay? Okay, we've all been given gifts. He gives everyone gifts, all right? And they're all different. Now, he does not say one is better than the other, one is worse, one is that. He doesn't say that. He just simply says, hey, they're all different gifts. Now, sometimes, not us, some other people, right? Sometimes people put categories to their gifts. Two gifts. Oh, she prophesies. She's amazing. All right. Okay. He's more spiritual than me because he does this. All right. And so we sometimes, some other people, not us, right? Sometimes we do that. Okay. But here's the thing about God. He just says, hey, y'all, different gifts. Different gifts out there, variety of gifts, and you all get some gifts, all right? So God is the one that gives gifts, and there's a whole bunch of variety, okay? Now, here's the thing, like I said before, if we could easily miss our gifts, okay, if we don't look at the way God gives gifts, and we're going to look at kingdom principles. So open up to Luke chapter 13. This kingdom principle, we need to look at what the Pastor D, kingdom principle, what? Well, here we go. Kingdom principle. This is what Jesus said about kingdom principles. And then, you know, in the back of your head, we're talking about gifts that God gives, okay? Kingdom principles, all right? Here we go. Then Jesus said, what is the kingdom of God like? How do I illustrate it? I don't know about you, but I see everything in pictures. Like, when I'm reading something, I have to see a picture. And I was like, go Jesus, give me a picture, right? That's what he's saying here, all right? So, praise God. Now, keep reading. Verse 19. It is like a tiny mustard seed that a man planted in a garden, and it grows, and it becomes a tree, and the birds make their nest in their branches, okay? So, Jesus is saying, this is the kingdom principle, wink, wink. Did you see the picture? Wink, wink, right? He says, look at a seed, and it's planted, and it grows. Wink, wink. This is how the kingdom principle works, okay? Now, I don't know about you. I tell her, I really don't know a whole lot about gardening, but I have on occasions planted some seeds. Anybody know anything about planting seeds? Y'all planted seeds, right? You know, you get it. You put a seed in the ground, you pat it down, water, and it grows, okay? So I brought a packet of seeds in today. Hallelujah. Sugar snap seeds, all right? So if we look at this package of sugar snap peas, and it's really, in a sense, it's a picture, sort of what Jesus is talking about, all right? Okay, so if we look at this package, okay, and we see this package has seeds, this package is really seeds that are our gifts, all right? Let me put that back there. I'm going to open it up in a minute, and hopefully I don't spill it. But let me talk about seeds. So Jesus is saying, hey, the kingdom principles are about seeds that you plant, that they grow, and then they get big, okay? And if you don't understand the kingdom principle where you get a seed and you plant it and it grows, you're going to miss your gifts. So I want to tell you a story. Way back far, far a long time ago when I was graduating fifth grade back in Teaneck, New Jersey, when you finished the last day of fifth grade, they had a big ice cream party. Because it was your last day in fifth grade, and then they were moving you to a different building. So all the other fourth grade, third grade, they didn't get it. But on the last day in fifth grade, we knew we were going to get an ice cream party, okay? And it wasn't just a ice cream party for the last day of fifth grade before you went to sixth grade. It was the ice cream party because it was ice cream with chocolate sauce and whipped cream and sprinkles and cherry on top of it. It was the ice cream party for the last day of fifth grade before you went into sixth grade, all right? Now, my best friend, Chrissy, the last day of fifth grade before the party, her parents came to school to get her early because they were going to hop in the car and drive to Florida on vacation. So Chrissy missed the gift, the ice cream party. Get where I'm going? Chrissy missed the gift. Now, God gives gifts that are way more valuable than ice cream parties, doesn't he? Right? Okay? But I would sure hate for you to miss the gift that God gives. So we're going to look at the seeds again, all right? Now, so it is so important that we understand the gifts. All right, so I'm going to give you three hints, three secrets, so you don't miss the gifts that God gives you. All right, three of them. All right, here's the first one. If you're taking notes, write this down. There are three little hints so you don't miss the gifts that God gives you. All right, don't be surprised. Number one, don't be surprised how your gift is packaged. All right, so go back to think about a seed. Everybody got a seed stuck in your head? You're thinking about a seed. It could be a carrot seed, a green bean seed, a sugar pack seed, okay? So you got a picture in your head. Listen to this. That seed, let's see if I don't have them all over the place. That seed can be real tiny, and actually sugar snap pea seeds are, yeah, they're bigger than most, okay? But if you look at this seed, especially for me, it's kind of unimpressive. It really isn't, it's small, and some seeds are very fragile. They might have a shell over them, okay? But if you look at the seed, if you're just looking at the seed, you might not be able to see the potential that's inside the seed that is just powerful. If you're just looking at the seed, you might not be able to see that this seed contains the potential power inside of this, actually for a miracle. When you think about things that grow out of a seed, at least I do, all right? So this packet, the marketing director of this company, Lake Valley Seeds, was so kind that they put a picture on here. So you can see the end product, okay? That was really nice, okay? So, because then I know what I'm going to get into, They put the picture here so you know what you're going to get, what you're going to grow. They put the picture in here, okay? Now, this seed packet costs $1.99 plus tax, okay? So when I look at this packet and I look at this picture, I know what I'm going to get into. This picture tells me what I'm going to get into, right? So, but here's the thing. They don't put pictures of seeds on here. All right, they didn't put a beautiful picture of a zillion little seeds, okay? The reason why, well, seeds are just, they're kind of brown most of the time and not very interesting and plain. And if they were to put the picture of the seeds on here, I wouldn't know what I was going to be getting into, all right? I wouldn't know what I'm going to be getting into. But they put a lovely picture on there, so I know what I'm getting into. So here's the thing, not with God. God does not, a God who gives gifts to everyone, and his marketing director in heaven did not put a picture for you on what your gift and what you're going to get into. God did not he didn't dish out cards and say, here's your gift, this is what it's going to look like. He just gives gifts, all right? And it's really a faith journey as you walk it through, okay? Now, oftentimes, God's put gifts on the inside of us, and they just really look small. They just look unimpressive. And a lot of times, we don't really see or know where this gift is going. And let me tell you, y'all, he has put gifts in you. And sometimes, like I said, you can't see and know where you're going. But he has put gifts inside of you. And this is where faith comes in, and we'll talk a little bit more about it. And then when I was thinking about it, God is exactly opposite of the white elephant gift, all right? God is just exactly opposite, okay? First off, he instead of wrapping it in beautiful wrapping paper and ribbons and putting a dud in there, he wraps the gifts inside of you and I that are really simple, plain, unimpressive, but let me tell you, they're spectacular. There are no duds. If you got a gift, it's not a dud. Everybody say it's spectacular. It is, okay? Now, think about how Jesus came to us. Think about God, the Father who sent Jesus. Just wait a minute. The Son of God, the Almighty, the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, the one that would come and save us from our sins and bring us salvation. How did he come? A baby in a manger. Pretty unimpressive, pretty simple, perhaps, okay? But listen, that little seed, that small, unimpressive package of a child contained the power to change the world. Amen? So, let me give you another example. Turn over to Ephesians chapter 4, but let me give you another example, okay? Because God gave gifts to the church, raise your hand, you're the church. You're his bride, you're his beloved church. God has given gifts to the church. Ephesians 4, verse 11. And now these are the gifts Christ gave to the church. The apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, the teachers, their responsibility is to equip you all, God's people, to do his work and to build up the church, the body of Christ. Okay, now, God could have given any kind of gifts. He could have given land to the body so they can build churches. He could have given buildings. He could have given a sound system that would just blow your hair off, right? He could have given tons of money, but he didn't give any of that stuff. He didn't give things. He didn't give material things, but listen to what God gave. He gave the most precious thing, the most precious gift he gave to the church. Some of the most precious gifts he gave to the church are in flawed human people. Flawed human beings. He gave these amazing gifts, all right, to apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, okay? Now, he gave them to us, okay? And don't get distracted by their titles, okay? And they could sound really important. And I will say they are vital, and we need the apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, the pastors, the teachers. We need them, okay? But they're just people. Okay, they're just people, and they have some good days, and they have not so good days. They say some things they wish they never said. They do some things they wish they never did, okay? And they need some attitude adjustments, okay? But they are people, and God gave these amazing gifts inside of people. Okay, guys? Okay. Now, if you are missing your gift, like it sails by you because, oh, it's just some small, insignificant thing, okay? And maybe you're like, you know that ability that you have, that I have, and you're thinking, oh, it's not really a gift. It's just who I am. It's just my quirkiness. It's just my OCD, and I like everything organized and in order. Okay? Wait a minute. You can overlook, you can miss the gift that God has placed in you because of the package. Don't miss the gift because of the package, okay? They're going to put this on the screen. It's a little long, so you can copy it if you want to. But here, write this. God has placed in the inside of you. God has placed on the inside of you. What God has placed on the inside of you contains the power to produce something exponentially greater than yourself. That seed, that gift God has placed in you, it's greater than you. It's just greater than you. Okay, so we're talking about three hints so you don't miss the gift that God's placed in you. Here's the second one. Ready? If you're taking notes, don't be surprised if your gift is hidden. Don't be surprised if your gift is hidden. So the life and the potential that's wrapped up in this seed, that's wrapped up on this seed on the inside, can't be released unless it's buried in the soil. Okay, so I got the seed here. It's just a seed. It's not going to do nothing until it's planted. Planted in the soil, right? You got me? All right? So seeds need to be buried in the soil, and there's a time, it takes time, actually hidden in the soil, and no one sees it. I just stuck that seed in there, patted it down, and I don't see nothing. Okay, so there's a time when your seed or your gift is hidden. It's being planted. You don't see anything. You don't really, whatever, okay? But I want to encourage you. Oh, and nobody's standing above the soil where you planted the seed. Goody, goody, goody. Isn't this wonderful? Nobody stands on top of their seed and says that. Right? They don't do that, okay? Because no one sees what's really going on underneath there. So I want to encourage you. There's a time where there's hiddenness. That's my new word. Hiddenness. When the seed's buried, okay? And when the seed is hidden and it's buried, it's a safe place. It's a place of safety. When it's a place of safety because that seed might not be able to endure the rains we had last week, okay, or the frost or some critters unless it was planted, buried, hidden underneath the soil, all right? And the cool thing that happens when it's planted, buried, hidden under the soil, it starts growing. Okay, you can tell the children's ministry. It starts growing. I'm so sorry. It starts growing. What does it start growing? What starts growing? Roots go down, little roots, and they start becoming this foundation for this plant. These roots are going down. It's foundational, and they're pressed deep in the soil, all right? And then, after a while, this plant emerges. But wait a minute. The seed has been hidden, buried, for a while, for a time, okay? And then finally something starts emerging where, oh my gosh, I can see it. Oh my gosh, it's now, oh, it's exposed to the elements. But because its roots were deep, it's going to be fine and it's going to start bearing fruit, all right? Because it's deep, it's been planted and it's deep, okay? And what happens, there's then a strength and a stability, I like that word, that it can now endure, okay? So, getting back to God and all my knowledge on being gardener, okay? God has placed on the inside of you and I a gift. And to release that gift, to produce what it's supposed to be producing, okay, you might have to go through a season of hiddenness where your gift, nobody recognizes it. Nobody's giving you likes and hashtags. You might be going through a season like that. And you might be like, I can't see anything going on in my life, all right? I don't see any progress going in my life. But listen, does anybody even know about me? Does anybody even know the stuff that's inside of me, okay? But listen, you got to know that when that's going on, where there's a hiddenness, it's planted, it's a safe place. Okay, it's a safe place, and it's a place where you're getting ready, okay? And then it's a place where growth starts going. We got growth going, all right? Because your roots go deep. How about this? Your roots of faith in the God who placed the gift, and I can't tell you the next part because that's the ending, the gift that's in you that's so powerful and so amazing, okay, that you have faith in that, and it's becoming solid. You're being solid in him. You're beginning to know God, and we were singing a song that I might know him, love him, okay? Just these are all the things that are going on. And then finally, this gift starts emerging, and people go, whoa, that's a gift you have. Wow, people start seeing that gift in you, okay? And when you get to that time where the soil is, and you're down there and your roots are growing, okay, and finally the thing emerges and people start seeing it, if the roots are really been there and strong and stabilized, guess what happens? When people see and they comment, whoa, you are, that gift of yours, you can take the praise and the criticism. Okay, you can take the praise that people give you and you can take the criticism, and I will tell you, when you get to that place, you are finally mature. But when you're like, wah, 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 keep your roots down there for a little while, baby, okay? Okay? I've had many years with the roots down there where I was like, blah, 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 okay? But you can handle the compliments. You can handle the criticism. And you begin to start producing fruit, okay? Because you're now mature. That was wonderful. Okay, turn over to Colossians 2. Colossians 2. Okay, Colossians 2. This is Jesus saying what I just said, and you know he says it so much better, okay? The word. Let your roots grow down into him. Let your lives be built on him. Then your faith will grow strong in the truth you were taught, and you will overflow with thankfulness. Praise God. They're going to pop this up on the board if you want to copy it down. This is my little golden nugget for you. Ready? Don't mistake unseen for something unimportant or invisible for insignificant. Listen, when you're out of sight, when your gift isn't seen, it doesn't mean you're not important. It doesn't mean you're insignificant. It just means you're growing deep and strong and stable. So just, you know, just chill. Don't sweat. Just go like, it's okay. There's growth in me. There's growth in me. Okay. So I want to encourage you. Sorry to tell you, but you're probably going to all go through those hidden seasons, the seasons where nobody notices you, okay? But they are vital. They are vital, and they're vital to your growth, okay? Now, the actual planting of a seed in the soil is kind of anticlimactic, or whatever, okay? You put a seed in the soil, whatever, okay? How many of you put seed in the soil, okay? The act of planting it is not exciting, okay? So I put it in the soil, and I water it, and I wait. And I water it, and I wait. And I water it, and I wait. And I water it, and I wait, okay? But you know what I want to get to? I want to get to where I'm pulling that carrot out, and I'm eating it. I want to get to the place where I'm pulling tomatoes off, and I'm throwing in my salad. I want to get to something tangible. I want to get to the end results, okay? But the beginning and the middle, you plant it, you water it, you wait. You probably have to pull some weeds, and you water it, wait, pull weeds, water it, wait, pull weeds, okay? But I want to encourage you, do not dig it up and quit, Because if you dig that thing up, it's not going to produce any tomatoes or carrots or whatever you like to eat. All right? So, don't get bummed out about the process. Water it, wait. Water it, wait. Water it, wait, okay? Because you know below the surface, you are growing strong in him, all right? And he's getting ready to launch you. Okay, here's number three, my last hint, my little secret, so you don't miss the gift that God has given you. Ready? Don't be surprised your gift is not for you. Don't be surprised that the gift that God gave you is actually not for moi. It's not for you, all right? Think about it. You put a tomato seed in the ground, and it grows, and it finally gives you tomatoes, okay? Okay, those, the produce, the product, the finished product is not for the tomato. It's not for the tomato consuming it, all right? Okay, so the seed that I put in the ground that finally grew, that's got some tomatoes on, is for maybe the squirrels and the rabbits, and if I get there first, right? It's for somebody else. So the gift that God has placed in you is not for you. Everybody say it's for everybody else. It is. It's for everybody else, okay? And this is the kingdom principle. This is God's way. And you know, God's way is just the exact of the world. Like God says, love your enemy. Bless those that curse you. Give and it'll be given unto you. Fix your eyes on the unseen, okay? God's kingdom principles are just, that's how he operates. And they're quite opposite of what the world will tell you, all right? So God places a gift on the inside of you. It is not for you. It's for others. Okay? So my gift, let me do this. 1 Peter. I'm getting jumping ahead. 1 Peter 4. 1 Peter 4:10. 1 Peter 4:10. God has given each of you a gift from his great variety of spiritual gifts. Use them to serve one another. Okay? So, I believe this is God's beautiful design to keep us connected. My gifts are for you, and you, and you, and you. And your gifts are for me, and her, and him, and him, and him. Okay? So, but again, we all have different gifts. There's a whole bunch of varieties, okay? I need the gifts in you, and you need the gifts in me, all right? And we get dependent on each other. So the gifts you have that you're figuring out, they're for everybody else. And I really think it kind of keeps us in a humble kind of attitude here, right? God has placed something in me, and it's for you. God has placed something in you, and it's for somebody else, okay? It didn't take me long to figure this out, figuring out my gifts. But when I finally figured out my gifts, and there was a slow growth, but when I finally figured out this thing about gifts, I realized there's a whole lot of work that goes with it. Everybody say, work. Okay, there's a whole lot of work. Let's say God placed in you the gift to be an amazing second grade teacher. Okay, that's the gift that you are, that I was. And that meant, as a gifted second grade teacher, I am writing lesson plans, I am putting up bulletin boards, I am being creative projects, I have parent-teacher conferences, work, 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 okay? Now, who gets to benefit from the gifts and the work? The kids, my students. Oh, Miss D, she's just an amazing teacher. She just says the greatest things that we do. I just love my teacher. She's so amazing, okay? I got news. There is a lot of work with the gift. The gift just doesn't go. There's a work to it. Okay, I love number people. I love my Dave Siegel accountant, okay? I love bookkeepers, okay? There's a lot of work in that gift, putting those numbers in the right columns, because I put them in the wrong ones and Dave fixes them up, okay? There's work for the gifts, all right? Worship team. We have worship teams, leaders that are gifted. They just don't prance up there, just flow with the Holy Ghost, okay? Listen, if someone's flourishing back there, it's because there's a whole lot of work with the gift. There's a whole lot of work, okay? And who gets to enjoy the gift? Us who can't sing real good, right? Yeah, okay? We enjoy it. We go, oh, it's just so amazing. Okay, we're like patting ourselves on the back. But listen, it was a gift, and then they probably have a lot of gifts, and there's a whole lot of work. And by the way, they have to continue in that. And you have to continue in your gift, all right? So I'm going to close. I'm going to wrap up and just do a little recap, and then I have one more scripture, okay? So I want you to think about the gifts that God gives to the church, to us, all right? So we found out the gifts, sometimes they're packaged and they're not really spectacular looking. They're unimpressive. God gives gifts and, you know, it just kind of looks unimpressive. Secondly, the gifts are typically hidden for some amount of time, okay, until we grow and mature. And then we found out the gifts that God gave you, it's not for you, it's for everybody else, right? All right, now, I thought this. Nobody else thought this. But I was thinking, man, God, you are the worst gift giver person. You are the worst gift giver. No, nobody ever thought that. Okay, well, first off, he wraps up a gift, sticks it inside, and I don't even know where it's going. So he wraps up a gift, he sticks it inside, and it's buried for who knows how long, okay? And I don't even know where I'm going with it. He wraps up a gift, he sticks it inside, he buries it for a season of time, and then it finally comes to maturity, and it's not for me, and then I have to put work to it. God, you know, I just kind of think you are like the worst gift giver. And then one day thank you, Holy Spirit, not my brilliance, I was like, no, he is ingenious. Because what happens is that plain, simple, unimpressive packaging forces me through faith to see what I can't see that's underneath the dirt. It forces me to, with this personality and my quirkiness, to believe it's a gift. It forces me to look past how it looks and how it's going on, okay? It forces me to look, to anticipate, to hope that my gift is a miracle for people. And it takes faith instead of, just me. No, just me. There's some gift there, all right? So, it forces me in my hidden season to chill, to get connected, to just saturate myself in the Word and His presence, and to grow and to know and to just step out a little bit in this gift. It forces me just to build this foundation where I know that I'm waiting. I'm being strengthened. I'm being stabilized. And finally, I come maturity. It forces me, when I finally get to maturity, to go, it's for you, and it's okay. And when I finally figure all of that out, it has set me free. That I don't care. This is my gifts, and I am going to be led by the Holy Spirit and just spew out all my gifts, pass out all my gifts, okay? So one more scripture. Turn over to Philippians chapter 1. Philippians chapter 1. Shoo, I am so free. So one of my gifts is I love to organize. And I am not ashamed to come into your kitchen and go through your drawers and just get them all. And most of the time I don't even ask. I just look, dear God, they're a mess. Okay, that's the funny side. But I have other gifts, okay? But I'm free. I'm just free, okay? I'm going to do it. So Philippians 1:6. I am certain. Everybody say, I am certain. That God, who began a good work within me, will continue His work until it's finished on the day when Jesus Christ returns. I'm certain when I think about my gift that God, or gifts that God has placed in me, that he's still working on me, that it'll be complete. And I, in faith, see the gifts that God's placed in you, and my job is to help too, but I am certain that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it. Amen. And you got to get to that place instead of going, I'm a mess. They're a mess. Ay, ay, ay. No, God, I know you have placed gifts in me. And I go for you, God, I know you placed gift in my people here. And I thank you that they are in this season and they're maturing. And I know whatever you started, you'll finish. And I go to bed happy. Amen. How about we stand up and pray? Hallelujah. Lord, you're so good. You're so good. That you just didn't save us, clean us, make us holy, blameless and righteous, and put us on vacation. Father, you're so good that you have placed gifts, plural, inside of each one of us. Put your hand on your heart and say, thank you for the gifts. Thank you for the gifts. Thank you. And Lord, I will not miss the gifts. I thank you that I am patient in the development and the growth, and I'm excited what you're doing in and through me. And I thank you, Lord, that mature gifts in the house, mature gifts that freely been given, freely give. Freely we have been given gifts, and freely we give. And I thank you, Father, that we are a people of excellence, that when we figure this gift stuff out, that we are practicing, working, continuing, Father, so someday we stand before you and we go, woo, Lord, I have completed my race. I have been an excellent steward of the gifts. I pray this over all of you. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Okay, you can sit down for a minute. I have one more thing, probably more important than your gift. It is a gift. The Bible says that Jesus came to the earth to be a what? A gift. He was the gift that showed up as a baby, and he showed up as a baby because it was a plan of God. That's the only way God could get back on the earth to complete the whole plan. And God sent his son Jesus to die for you, to be your savior, to wash away your sins, to bring you into the family God. So I just want to ask this question. I know so many of you, but I never want to leave here and say, oh, I missed it. But if you're here today and you have not received this gift, the gift of Jesus, the Savior, today is the day. It's really simple. It says, whoever would call on the name of Jesus and believe in their heart, confess with the mouth that he is the Lord, that he's the Son, that he came here, you can believe and you would receive him. He'll be your Savior forever. So if you're here, and how about just close your eyes? If you're here and you'd like to receive this gift, that'll change you and bring you into this family of God and just do so many wonderful things. But the best is to be accepted in the beloved. So if you're here and you'd like to receive Jesus, you raise your hand and I'll pray for you. We'll pray for you. Is there anybody here that say, Pastor D, I've not received Jesus as my gift, as my Savior. I am ready. Okay, is there anybody? The Bible says today's the day of salvation. In other words, why wait? I see that hand. Thank you. Thank you. You can put your hand down. Okay, anybody else would say, Pastor D, I am in need of this gift of a Savior. Okay, anybody else? So how about we all pray this out loud? If I saw the hand that you raised your hand, you pray this loud enough that you hear it, okay? And you pray it from your heart, okay? I'm just going to lead you in a simple prayer. And the Bible says if you just confess, just confess Jesus. He comes into your life and he puts new life in you and he just does a wonderful job. So how about we all stand up? How about we do that? We'll all stand up and say this prayer. Say, Heavenly Father, I realize I need the gift of Jesus. I realize I'm far from you. And you knew that. And you sent Jesus for me. So Jesus, today, I ask you to come into my life. I welcome you into my heart. to be my Savior. I thank you for forgiving me my sins. I thank you for making me now your child. And I thank you, God is my Father, and I am forever right with him because of you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Wow. What a fun Sunday. Amen. 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 You know, there's a lot of, in the New Testament, I only gave you two places in Romans and Luke where they list gifts. But there's a lot of, just say, Google, where are all the gifts listed in the New Testament? And just have fun studying them, okay? All right, so I love you all. Have a wonderful day. Have coffee. Go play. We have a water baptism, so y'all want to get scooting if you're going to go for water baptism.